What does that 80% Chinese chip requirement mean for Korea?
It's basically pushing out NVIDIA and AMD to funnel demand toward Huawei DaVinci and Cambrian AI chips. But here's the thing. Korea's strength in HBM memory will probably be carved out. Inside China, Semix stuck with 7-nanometer production capacity limits, and HBM supply is tight. So Samsung and SK Hynix will keep exporting HBM to China for a while longer.
So what should Korea be watching?
Watch CXMT, China's memory maker, and their push for HBM3 self-sufficiency. Right now, Korean HBM goes into those systems, but the moment CXMT gets their own HBM3 into mass production, that 80% requirement in the 2 trillion yuan plan could swallow memory too. That's the inflection point where Korea's whole semiconductor export structure gets shaken. Keep your eye on Cambrian, too. They're targeting 500,000 AI chips this year, but yield rates are strangling them.